In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Joseph of Cupertino is considered by many as the patron saint of aviators, because he is the saint of flights when he was in ecstasy, par excellence. His flights in ecstasy were so frequent and so spectacular that he was admired by young and old, men and women. People came from all over to attend his mass, not only out of curiosity, but also to see a saint in person, who performed miracles everywhere. His devotion to our mother, the Virgin Mary, was so great that just hearing her name made him go into ecstasy. His love for the Blessed Sacrament was equally great, and he spent many hours in prayer in front of the tabernacle. Almost every day when celebrating Mass, he would have moments of ecstasy, and sometimes he would rise from the ground. However, not everything was wonderful in his life. He had much to suffer from some, even ecclesiastics, who considered everything to be appearance and falsehood. They denounced him to the Inquisition and brought him to trial, from which he was released. However, to avoid some excesses of the people, who looked for relics at all costs and visited him constantly, they tried to hide him in the convent of Pietrarubia, then in Frossenbrunn, and finally in Osimo, where he died. Some considered him as the patron of students. Abbot Rosmi says, "Saint Joseph of Cupertino told me, towards the end of April 1651, that a few weeks before, the third son of the Duke of Saxony, Frederick of Brunswick, who was 25 years old, had visited him, and he stayed for a few days in the convent. This young Protestant had been in Rome for the Holy Year and had talked about the faith with many people. Speaking with Saint Joseph of Cupertino, the Duke told him that it was difficult for him to believe some truths of the Catholic faith. Saint Joseph of Cupertino, thinking about the Lord's words, 'Do not think what you have to say or how you will say it, because the Holy Spirit will speak in you,' gave him the appropriate answers." This young man went one morning to hear the Mass of the Servant of God, and after the consecration, the host came out of his hands and was placed in the last part of the corporal. After a while, it returned to its place, and he could hardly reach it. Saint Joseph of Cupertino knew in spirit that this happened due to the presence of a Protestant individual. After the Protestant was converted, he said to the Servant of God, "Now we are brothers." And it all ended that in due time the prince, that is the son of the Duke of Saxony, would make public demonstration of his new faith, and he left very comforted. According to some witnesses in the canonization process, the Servant of God had not been able to break the host, because it was very hard, and he knew supernaturally that this was because there was someone there who did not believe in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, which was the prince, that is, the son of the Duke of Saxony, and one of his advisors. The next day, during Mass, the prince and the others present were able to see a black cross on the host. At that moment, Saint Joseph of Cupertino rose through the air. After Mass, they talked for a long time, and after the noon meal, Saint Joseph of Cupertino wrapped the cord of Saint Francis of Assisi around the prince, saying, "I have tied you up for paradise," and he was in ecstasy. The prince was converted and promised to come the following year to Assisi for the public abjuration of his Protestant faith, which he actually did. But on the very day of the prince's conversion, the devil appeared to our saint and struck him violently. The superior obediently asked him to tell him what had happened. Saint Joseph of Cupertino replied, "Malatasca," referring to the devil, "has come to insult me and hit me, wanting to suffocate me, but I took the stole that was on the altar of the oratory and hit him with it, leaving part of the stole burned." The devil told me, "What right do you have to tie the cord of St. Francis of Assisi to that person who is not yours or of your order?" referring to the prince. I replied, "I have done it out of obedience, by order of the superior," and the demon disappeared. St. Joseph of Cupertino always called the third son of the Duke of Saxony or the prince, "my son in Christ." Throughout his life, many were converted when they saw him celebrate Mass in ecstasy. When they saw him in the air, many cried in repentance and asked God for forgiveness. As in the life of all the saints, the devil did not leave St. Joseph of Cupertino alone and tried to make him despair so that he would not do so much good and not take so many souls to heaven. Brother Ludovico declared in the Nardo process, St. Joseph of Cupertino was tormented by the demons that dragged him through the convent and even placed stones and tables on him. This was told to me by the Gratellis priests, and they asked me if I could accompany St. Joseph of Cupertino at night, as they were afraid. I accepted, and at night I heard a great sound of wind from the doors and windows, and all the lights in the bedroom went out. I got up, and in the dark, I grabbed St. Joseph of Cupertino, and on that night, the demons didn't bother him. His friend and confidant, Abbot Rosmi, wrote, "In early December 1645, while St. Joseph was resting one morning, he saw a light and the demon in the figure of a large black dog that grabbed him from the front and would not let him breathe until it disappeared. Another day, St. Joseph told me that the demon gave him a shout in his ear while he slept, and he woke up with great fear, giving a loud shout that he believed had been heard throughout the convent. Some nights, St. Joseph heard a knock on the door of his cell, and he told me, 'I think they were the demons that I had expelled from Mrs. Benfranelli in Cascia.'" In 1644, the superior had ordered him to go to Cascia to exorcise Mrs. Benfranelli, and St. Joseph of Cupertino, accompanied by Friar Ludovico and Beneducci, went to Cascia. It was winter, and on the way they were caught by a heavy blizzard. The Nera River, which they had to pass, was very swollen due to the heavy rains. Beneducci passed first without incident, but when the servant of God was passing, he fell into the water in danger of drowning. They helped him out, but they heard a hoarse voice saying, "Die, hypocrite, you who think you are a saint." It was the devil who wanted to prevent St. Joseph of Cupertino from reaching the city. When they arrived and exorcised the woman, the devils told St. Joseph of Cupertino, "We have done good to you along the way." But he replied that he did everything out of obedience, and by praying the litanies of the Virgin Mary, the lady was liberated and happy. Abbot Rosmi says, "St. Joseph of Cupertino told me that on Tuesday, April 9th, 1647, at night, as soon as he fell asleep, he saw many people in his cell between sleep and wakefulness. One had the head of a donkey, others had the figures of women. When St. Joseph of Cupertino was awake, the demons began to bother him in various ways. Some touched his hands, and he heard feminine voices that tempted him. St. Joseph of Cupertino began to make the sign of the cross, saying, 'I command you from God to tell me who you are and what you want from me.' And they said, 'We have been sent by a prince to bother you about what you do here and there.' I think the evil spirits wanted to signify the good that the servant of God did. That is why they beat St. Joseph of Cupertino all night long." St. Joseph of Cupertino also told me that the devil gave him many dishonest temptations. One night, while he was sleeping, they hit him on the chest, and as he could not continue sleeping, St. Joseph of Cupertino went to the oratory to pray. And there he saw dishonest people saying terrible things to him. Another night in Assisi, the servant of God was praying in the church, and he heard the door being opened violently, and he saw a man appear who seemed to have iron shoes on his feet. As the man approached, all the candles in the church were extinguished, leaving St. Joseph of Cupertino alone with that stranger in the dark. St. Joseph entrusted himself to St. Francis of Assisi. The demon fell on him and grabbed St. Joseph of Cupertino by the neck. At that moment, he saw St. Francis of Assisi emerge from his tomb with a lit candle and light the other candles. As the candles were ignited, the devil disappeared. For this reason, from this fact, St. Joseph of Cupertino used to call his father, St. Francis of Assisi, candle lighter of the church. When St. Joseph of Cupertino performed exorcisms, he expelled the demon by virtue of obedience. One day, St. Joseph of Cupertino was sent by the superior to exorcise a possessed man, and the servant of God said to the demon, "I have not come here to throw you out of this body, I have come here to obey an order from my superior. If you want, get out of the body. If you don't want to, don't go out of the body. It is enough for me to have obeyed." And with this formula, St. Joseph of Cupertino freed many possessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.